Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's one of those days. It is wet down there. The creek is booming. Woo! Rain, that'll do it. It makes the water rise. It's very strange. Bad advice is bringing you this portion of the program. We love to give bad advice. So if you need a little help in your life, feel free. We'd love to help. We're very helpful. We solve problems on a daily basis. Today, probably fewer problems get solved because Scott, I'm actually expecting Scott at any moment. He's coming here and we're setting him up. He's going to sit in John's seat. And I hope he brings breakfast. If you can hear me, Scott, I love donuts. Donuts, please. I'm not allowed to have donuts. There's nothing good in this house. It's donuts or oatmeal, though, buddy. Those are your choices. Bad advice. We love it. If you need some help, email us. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com.
On a totally separate note, sorry, Fairfield.
Oh, is Fairfield upset?
Well, I mean, how could they not be?
I suppose if you try to VRBO your place on in Fairfield and I'm popping a squat on it, that's not doing you any favors.
Right.
It's a delight there. A delight. Don't listen to me. It's just funny. It's so unexpected. All right, let's begin the music news. We're going to start with Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is coming out with her first fragrance next month. What do you think it's called?
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. What do you think she named it?
This is where the big money gets made, by the way.
Especially right around Christmas time, Vin.
Britney and J-Lo, they all do this. They put out their fragrance and the money rolls in. What is it called? Okay, let me think.
It's not hard. It's not a...
Bad hair? I don't know. Oh, actually, her hair's a lot better now. Black.
No, it's called Eilish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I actually thought, why not Billy? But then I guess there's more than one Billy in the world. But there's not that many Eilishes.
Okay.
But then I was thinking, why not call it Eyelash? or duh.
All right.
She should have a male cologne that comes out that's called Bad Guy. That'd be good. I think that'd be, you know. Mm-hmm. Good girl, bad guy, something like that. Anyway, Eilish is what it's called. She says, perfumes have been one of my greatest joys in life, and I've always wanted to make one. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just branding it so that people see it. It's packaged in a bronze, which is nice that she's not like, I put on my lab coat and I went down to the perfumery or whatever it's called. Where they
the lab. I have nothing to do with it.
She said, it has nothing to do with me. I'm just branding it so people will see it. But then she goes on to say she picked the scent. So it's a bronze-colored bottle that's shaped like a woman's bust. So it kind of looks like a slice diagonally from your upper cheek down across your mouth, and then the neck and shoulders, and then the boobs, and then the top looks like it comes off diagonally. It just looks like a part of a bronze bust.
Okay, that's surprising from her specifically because she was so anti-body early on. And she does seem to have come around quite a bit on that as she's gotten older, which is good. I hate to think that she's, you know, having such a struggle about being a woman, in, unless, of course, she's not and feels like she's a man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no reason to be. Anyway,
you know, though, she put up
her.
This lingerie stuff. This story was like a month ago, and I never got to it, but it was interesting that she, in one day or some crazy short amount of time, she lost 100,000 followers. Not that it's a drop in the bucket. She has millions of followers. But Instagram, she posted up these photos of herself, pretty sexy photos in lingerie and what are those bodices called that people put on? Is that what it's called?
A bodice?
The corsets?
Corset. Yeah. Whatever those, there's like a name for them. But anyway, she had one of those on and you know, had her boobs kind of hanging out and looking voluptuous. And she lost 100,000 followers, and that it became a story.
Yeah. I like her. She's a young lady. I thought she was even under 18 for a long time there. So
I think she was 17 when she first broke,
right? And I kind of liken her to Avril Lavigne, in that she's that young sort of up-and-comer that a lot of young ladies take their style tips from her. So she's kind of contradicting what she did say early on. And
don't look at me as a female body. Look at me as an artist.
Right. But I mean, that's just me barely knowing her. I don't really know. So I can't. But it does seem contrary to her early claims.
Right.
But I do think everybody has strong convictions as a young person. And those convictions change in a finger snap.
You're becoming who you are.
Yeah.
You're not fully formed.
Right.
So it's this bronze colored bottle shaped like a woman's bust. It's just, she's saying it's just a generic woman's figure, not Billy. She said she chose to highlight the chest, shoulders, and collarbone because they're her favorite parts. She says, what I love so much about them is that they're so naturally beautiful without having to show anything. And I agree with her. I think that collarbones and shoulders are super hot. I'm really into collarbones and shoulders.
Oh, I don't have my bell here. I was going to go ding, 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 ding.
Oh, you like
I agree
it too,
with
huh?
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just, there's something about that bone structure and the way that it's, I just find it to be very, it's sultry. I like it.
I agree.
As for the scent, it is going to be a mix of creamy vanilla, rich cocoa, and soft spices, which I think you should smell delicious. Sometimes it smells so chemical, some of the stuff that gets put on. Like, I do like something that's distinctly floral or distinctly vanilla-ish. Or,
you know, when I got in the elevator yesterday, I went, this is from work, and I got in the elevator and I went, that perfume smells a lot like pot. Huh.
That's weird.
I guess maybe that's the latest thing now. There's like pot perfume.
You smell like weed, dude.
Or
that's
something.
My new ode to weed.
That was me.
All right, Coco.
She had enough of us yesterday. She had a hard day. She was like, I got to hit this in the elevator. You know, there's a no smoking sign right there. As for the scent, it's this rich cocoa, creamy vanilla, and soft spices. She said, I was chasing this idea of this ambery color, this dark brown caramelized thing. I wanted it to feel cozy, almost like the word November. Okay. You can only get this, if you're so inclined, at BillieEilishFragrances.com, which means that you cannot pre-smell it. This thing could smell like bottled something of Gwyneth Paltrow's. I don't know. But you won't know. Oh, there she is, spritzing herself with it. Oh, it's fantastic. It's $68, which, as perfumes go, is actually not that outrageous of a price. I mean, some of these big name things, you can go into a department store and spend a lot more than that on them. Mm-hmm.
Those things don't go bad, right?
I don't think so. I truly don't know what the expiration date on perfume is.
In my rush to get Christmas presents last year, I think it was, although everything's a blur in life since, you know, COVID.
Uh-huh.
But I think it was last year. I got a couple bottles of perfume because I'd never bought them for her.
Oh.
So I thought, I might as well try this. And I got her some perfume, and it doesn't seem like they're in wide rotation, unfortunately.
Oh, so does she have a scent that she uses all the time?
No, and I scored really good perfume for her, but it's, you know, that's one of those things where you kind of go, it's not going to be used regularly.
Right.
It's only for special
occasions. Some people use it all the time. I used to know this girl. She would reach into her dirty laundry and pull out a shirt, smell the sleeves, and then spritz it with her perfume and put it on. That was her laundry system.
No. Oh. All right.
Why are you winning?
Oh, I just, my daughter just, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
I mean, do you really want to know?
Well, yeah, I thought you were applauding my story about laundry. I'm like, why
no.
is this so, why does
I don't
she
know
love
why
so
she,
much?
She, well, I do know why, because we're celebrating the medicine that she's been taking because she has,
Crohn's.
Intestinal disease, and has suffered greatly from it. And we've yes. all as a family suffered from it as well. The new medicine she's been taking has been working. And I just was shown a picture of her most recent poop, which looked oh. amazing. And so while I shouldn't be sharing this through a microphone, that's is
a championship
one of,
poop there, young lady.
It was formed.
I mean, you were doing the over-the-shoulder,
listen,
you know, fists.
I can tell you, I'll keep it at this. Some of the ones we've seen before the medicine were like sawdust. And you just go, this your food is not even being digested at all.
You're not getting anything out of that food.
It's just awful. And so what you just saw was me. I don't know why she needed to do it now, but she showed me a picture of her Duke and it looked really good.
That's
and I'm thrilled.
Fantastic. Is this the latest in a series of good Dukes, or is this just the first good Duke we've had? And
actually, now that I think about it, I believe her mom told me at dinner last night, we had a wonderful poop tonight. And I went, oh, that's great news. I wish I could have seen it.
It is actually, and you know, if I had told you that we were going to have this conversation 10 years ago, you wouldn't have believed me.
I wouldn't believe you even today. I don't know why we're talking about this.
Because it's, you know, that's great news.
It is. The medicine's working. And
does this mean she's going to be able to broaden her diet?
We're going to try and use the diet in conjunction with the medicine to hopefully keep her on a long path of good health, because
right.
we have had a couple really rough years.
Yeah. That's right. Yep. For more than just the COVID, because a lot of people had a couple rough years, and you guys have had all kinds of fun.
We've had extra.
On top of it.
Extra. Yes, we have.
Extra.
We've had extra.
Poop pics. I don't have any time left, but I want
to. Oh, come on. You can't end on poop pictures.
I'm not going to. I will put a cap on this. I'm going to let you listen to a brand new Duran Duran has a new album coming out tomorrow. This is their 15th mm-hmm. album, and we're going to hear a new Duran Duran album tomorrow. One of the songs is with Tove Lo, and it's called Give It All Up. So here is a sneak peek at tomorrow's release.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.